HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Apple and Google's contact tracing API finally went live this week. If you guys remember, the companies had earlier said they will make this. They've been testing it for a while with some public health authorities. In fact, Apple and Google said that it's already being used in 22 countries in 5 continents, and they expect more to come in the coming weeks. What's worth understanding is that this is not an app. They haven't made an app. So even though your operating system will get an update, you will not see a contact tracing app unless the public health authority in your country has used the API to make an app. Of course, they don't have to use this, and Apple and Google's approach is more decentralized. It takes less data from users, so there is a chance that some governments will not use it. Britain's NHS is one of the PHAs who's expected to use the API. And Apple and Google sometime in future may build an app of their own too. But of course, we're too far away from that to predict that at the moment. Do you guys remember the conversation controls Twitter had announced at CES this year? So what they were planning to do was give users more control on who replies to a tweet. The idea, of course, was to avoid cyberbullying, avoid spamming from Twitter trolls, which a lot of us in India are aware of. And the feature is now going live. Well, kind of. A few select users on Twitter will get the feature, and yours truly is one of the people who got it. So now when I tweet, I can choose who replies. My options are either I can open it to everyone, or I can only let people I follow reply to tweet, or I can mention a few people in the tweet and allow only them to reply. So this last one I could also use to build sort of a fireside chat on Twitter where others can see it. With these controls, while I can control who replies to the tweet, everybody will be able to see it. They can also retweet it, retweet with comment. They can also like the tweet. Moving on. Microsoft announced a supercomputer this past week at the Build 2020 developer event. So this is one of the top 5 publicly disclosed supercomputers in the world, and it's built only for OpenAI. OpenAI is an AI research organization, and Microsoft had invested in them last year. The idea is that OpenAI will do all its research on this supercomputer, and they will look at building massive AI models. So right now we see AIs in isolated use cases. So for example, there are AIs that do NLP, that is natural language processing. Some will do image matching, things like that. But with one massive set which can say do all of these things, many researchers have said that that is the future of AI. And that is where AI will be the most useful. Such an AI will require huge computing power, and that's what a supercomputer like this brings. Next. Now, due to COVID-19, a lot of small businesses have had trouble because we're not going out, so their footfalls are going down, and as a result, their sales are also going down. Facebook is trying to capitalize on that with something called Shops. It's yet another attempt at coming into the e-commerce space. And what Shops does is it lets pretty much anyone go ahead and set up a web store using Facebook. If you are a small retailer, what you can do is you can just use this platform to create a store where Facebook users will be able to browse products, pay for them, buy them, track delivery through Instagram Direct, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger. They can also get support through those means. And in future, Facebook also plans to take over the logistics and other sides of e-commerce as well. At the moment, this feature is not in India, but it could come here. And I'm saying that because it seems a lot of small businesses in India have been taking the social commerce and e-commerce route in the last 2 or 3 months. In fact, there's a company called Kootloot which said that they're getting 3,500 new merchants per day. Kootloot actually does exactly what Facebook Shops is meant to be. They also try to do social commerce. They also let merchants build their own platforms very easily and sell it through the Kootloot app as well. While Marketplace is more of a Craigslist classifieds type of thing, it lets people list products. Facebook hasn't been able to capitalize on it. However, Facebook said that it already has a million merchants worldwide. Who knows, maybe they'll bring it to India and they'll get a million more.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. The next episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news. You know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.